Good morning, Muncie. Dan Ridenour here, your mayor. Today is Wednesday. It is June 26th. Actually, I'm just kind of amazed that June is almost over. But we have a number of things coming up that are very, very special in our community. I'm going to start with July 4th is coming up. So that'll be next week. It is Thursday. And we will have our usual fireworks celebration, which will be taking place about 10 p.m. is when that should start. But there'll be some other activities during the day, but that the fireworks will start around 10 p.m. As always, it will be from the Muncie Central field out in behind Muncie Central. Because of the construction of the new Y, there'll be some adjustments to traffic and to parking. This year, one of those adjustments is we will not be closing Wheeling. We want to make sure people are able to get in and out. So Wheeling will be open. We have closed that in years past. We will not be doing that this time. And as usual, this will be set to music. So all of our Wolf Boom stations will be very involved in that and helped with those music selections. So July 4th next week is a big weekend. The next big weekend, and we'll touch base on this next, will be Ironman. That is actually Ironman's 45th consecutive. It's the 45th consecutive long distance triathlon in the community of Muncie, Indiana. Now, why that's important is it's the longest continuous streak of any place in continental United States. So we're very proud of that. Ironman is very proud of it. And you'll see the 45 on a lot of the logos and the materials from Ironman. That's because it's been going on for so long. It is a standard. It is something that a lot of people like to test themselves with. And so the event moved back to July. This will be on July 13th. So it'll be a week from this Saturday. So be prepared for the extra traffic. To coordinate with that, we have moved First Thursday to what will actually be Second Thursday. And that is so that we can have some of the celebrations at the same time. So Cannon Commons will have a jazz concert on that Thursday that'll be part of that Second Thursday, which is really First Thursday, but will help welcome some of the people who are in from out of town. For Ironman, on Friday, there will be a family picnic. That picnic will include a number of food trucks and also some games and things that'll be going on at Cannon Commons, and it will be followed by a movie. The movie starts at 8. The movie is called Iron Cowboy. And Iron Cowboy is about a gentleman who, we'll just say it's a story of a man who competed in 50 consecutive Ironman in 50 days in all 50 states. Not an easy task. And I don't know why, having done one, I'm not quite sure why somebody would want to do 50, especially to do them in 50 states and in 50 days. But that's what the story is about. And I'm told that it is quite emotional. So, but that'll be going on Friday. We have, of course, those other events on Thursday. And then Saturday is the big Ironman event that will be held at Prairie Creek Reservoir, which is one of our great, great city parks. Some other things that are going on. This Friday, we will have Touch a Truck. That will be in the vacant land next to City Hall. So it's right at the point when you come across Heroes Bridge here on Wheeling. When you come across that bridge, that space is where this will be held this year. And it was held there last year. We'll move it back to Muncie Central once the construction is completed. But that will be this Friday. There'll be food, there'll be some games, and there'll be all kinds of vehicles that the kids, the grandkids, and the adults can come and enjoy, touch, walk, get descriptions from those who drive or maneuver those trucks and work with those trucks on a regular basis. So it's always a fun event, and we hope that everyone will come and join us for Touch a Truck this particular Friday coming up. I guess that's the 28th, so on Friday the 28th. Project Paradise is a nonprofit that has partnered with Habitat for Humanity, and they provide free music education for kids, including a professional recording studio and various training on music editing and production. So they had a ribbon cutting last Thursday, and that was at 1310 West McGuire. So we say welcome to Muncie, and we wish you great success. If you see some teenagers this summer out in blue shirts, that could be because they're part of the park summer internship program. There are 105 teens this year who are working with the Parks Department, doing various activities, also getting some mentoring and a number of things going on. It's a part of our programming that we've put together at the Parks Department. We were glad to bring this back, and it continues to grow. Some of the programming talks about mentorship and financial literacy. So those are key components that we want the teenagers to have a good feel for as they start moving forward with their lives. So we're about halfway through this year's program, but if you see kids in those blue shirts, that probably means they're participating in that program. You might say hello and that you're proud of them. The Muncie Police Department is continuing its hiring process. Now they're adjusting that a little bit. We normally do a big program and work our way through that whole list. We've decided to keep that open this year, so they will be accepting the applications on a rolling basis. So as people have an interest in joining the Muncie Police Department, they can make those applications, and we're not going to use a cutoff. We're going to do a rolling application process. So we continue to hire and staff our police department, and wanted to make sure people were aware that we're doing a rolling application process this year. Ivy Tech has a photo voice exhibition going on. That event will be, let's see, that is tonight between 5 and 7. And that will showcase a lot of student photography. So if you're out and about in the area of Ivy Tech, please come and enjoy what some of those students have put together. Some pretty remarkable things will be on display. And then Concrete Rose is another nonprofit that we have here in our community. They're working with a number of students to take a trip to some historical sites in Alabama that included areas where Dr. Martin Luther King did some walks, where some other historical things happened in reference to our African-American community. And the city is one of those that's helped sponsoring that particular trip. But we're very thankful that this group, this group will be able to have this trip and learn a little bit about the history and what happened down in Alabama, and we were happy to help participate. We look forward to hearing their results. They're going to video and document what they've done. We're looking forward to those videos and being able to see what they were able to learn. And we appreciate all those individuals and groups that helped fund this, and we know that it's a great thing for those students. So we're excited about that, and they've been very successful. So thank you to Concrete Rose. I believe that is it for this week. We will get back with you next week. So see you at that time.